Dale Wood impatiently sits at the Georgia Department of Labor office in Toco Hills. She says she's been looking for work since January, when she was let go from her job as a student service advisor. In the meantime, she's been relying on extended unemployment aid and her husband's Social Security.
I have car payment. I have insurance that I have to pay, phone bills, mortgage to pay, and it just doesn't meet it.
Woodham is one of more than 1 million people nationally and 39,500 Georgians who are about to lose their long-term unemployment benefits, as estimated by the State Department of Labor. For the state's long-term unemployed, meaning anyone who's been out of a job for between 18 and 47 weeks, their benefits are set to end this week.
It's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be tough for a lot of people. It's not like people are sitting out there not looking.
David Hawkins, who was working on contract as a military police officer in Washington State, says he hasn't had much luck finding a job since that contract expired in April.
I was a little shocked because, you know, I thought that's something that wouldn't happen. So just a little setback, but, you know.
He says he moved to Georgia to find a job and is still optimistic he could get one soon. Reached by phone, Vicki Staley of Kennesaw headed the Georgia Commission on the Holocaust before her position was cut in June. She says she's single and needs her unemployment benefits to take care of her 82-year-old mother.
Panic is not what's going to be effective, obviously, but there is a true sense of despair.
Staley says she has a temporary part-time job lined up, but it won't be enough to cover all her expenses.
We're just really stuck.
Staley, Hawkins, and Woodham's benefits are set to expire Saturday. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.